There's something missing from the recovery in the housing market, and that is new houses. Even now, 5 years after the crash, home building is stuck at half its normal level. That's a big drag on the economy. A report out today shows home builder confidence is at its lowest level in a year. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Home builder Dee DeHarness is checking on the insulation crew at a new house near Manchester, New Hampshire. The electricity's not hooked up yet, so there's a portable generator running in the driveway.
Until we start sheetrocking, most of the guys expect to work with a generator. They don't expect to have power here.
The stairs to get up to the front door are also on the to-do list.
We are waiting for some stairs.
I think I can get up there. All right.
DeHarness is vice president of operations for Ashwood Development, which builds subdivisions like this one in New Hampshire. Over the past 30 years, they've built 3,000 houses, but not too many since the housing crash. Back before the market got overheated, in a normal year, they'd be selling...
We were probably closing between 60 and 70. We come in, we buy the forest, so to speak, we put in the roads, and then we start building the houses. So we do it from, you know, A to Z. So now I would say we are down to probably 30 a year.
That's about half of normal. And we've been seeing that same slump around the whole country for more than 5 years now. We haven't seen anything close to that kind of a long-term construction crash since World War II.
This is a completely unprecedented collapse.
Ian Shepherdson is chief U.S. economist at Pantheon Macroeconomics.
What we learned was that if you pump enough leverage into a housing market and then take it out very quickly, you can see collapses the likes of which you've never even imagined. And that's exactly what happened.
So home building remains a kind of sleeping giant. If it wakes up, it could create a lot of good-paying construction jobs and manufacturing jobs for people making windows and dishwashers and lawnmowers. It can offer a real boost. And last spring, it seemed like that boost was coming.
Things seemed to be coming back, and we were seeing a big pickup in house prices, and construction was picking up as well. Everyone got very excited, and then mortgage rates went up. And at that point, things came fairly quickly to a juddering halt, and they haven't got any better since then.
Shepherdson thinks housing is now caught in a serious pickle. The Federal Reserve has kept interest rates low for a long time, but as the economy improves, rates are going to keep rising. That's just what tends to happen. And if home buyers disappear when rates go up...
We're sort of stuck. And that's what the survey evidence is now. It seems to be suggesting that the home builders are not seeing any sort of bounce that everyone was expecting after the winter. You know, after the weather got better, we were looking for the home builders survey today to come in a bit stronger, and it didn't happen.
Shepherdson thinks that in this recovery, housing's going to continue to disappoint and remain very sluggish. Still, other economists are more optimistic, and that same survey from the National Association of Home Builders reported more optimism that sales will pick up over the next 6 months.
Hey, guys. We're insulating this one. These guys will probably, I'm guessing, from the estimate wrap up later today or tomorrow, I'm guessing.
In New Hampshire, Dee DeHarness is feeling optimistic, too.
The spring, quite honestly, we've seen more traffic on our sites this spring than we've seen in years, 7 years probably. I do see a lot more sold signs popping up and stuff. So yeah, we are hopeful.
Tomorrow, the Commerce Department will release its latest numbers on how many new homes are actually getting built. Chris Arnold, NPR News.